This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A legendary bookstore in San Francisco closed this year. Marcus Books had been in business since the 1960s. It had become a gathering place for generations of black families, a population that has largely left San Francisco. Nishat Kirwa of Turnstile News reports.
During World War II, the Navy hired thousands of workers for its Bay Area shipyards. Many of them were black migrants from the South who settled in San Francisco's Fillmore District. Music venues opened up on nearly every block, hosting jazz greats. The Fillmore District was known as the Harlem of the West. In those years, if you were a black tourist in San Francisco, Marcus Books was a must-see destination. Reverend Amos Brown visited from Mississippi in 1965 with his mentor, civil rights hero Medgar Evers.
Many international scholars, thinkers, and civil rights leaders appeared at Marcus Bookstore.
The store began as a publishing company, printing hard-to-find texts from black leaders, leaders like Marcus Garvey, who the bookstore was named after.
Most of the books they sell, you can't get anywhere else.
San Francisco poet Devorah Major says her father first brought her to Marcus Books when she was 2 years old, and later, the store was crucial to her career as a writer.
I did readings when my first novel went out at Barnes & Noble's, and I'd have 5 or 6 or 10 people there. I went to Marcus, and it was standing room only. And those turn into sales.
Marcus Books got into financial trouble last year, and the owners couldn't afford to keep the store open. They tried a crowdfunding campaign to help raise money to buy back the property. Their supporters even rallied on the steps of City Hall.
And we need to understand that the very reason they started the bookstore is the same reason we are here today.
Thank you, Jasmine.
But Reverend Amos Brown says the store's problems started long before this. Business took a hit as San Francisco's black residents moved out.
We've lost over 50,000 since 1970, and that's tragic.
The population drain started back then with city policies that forced black people out of neighborhoods like the Fillmore District. Today, most of San Francisco's black residents are low-income renters. Reverend Amos Brown is now the president of the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP.
When it comes to jobs, education, housing opportunities, it is not an ideal place to be in.
There's a long history of broken promises in government.
That's Theodore Miller, director of San Francisco's Out-Migration Initiative. It's the government's latest attempt to retain black residents. Mayor Ed Lee has committed to building 30,000 affordable housing units by 2020. One of Miller's priorities is attracting young, college-educated African Americans to the city.
We know that the city of San Francisco is experiencing record growth across all industries, and we need to make sure that, you know, African Americans throughout the country think about San Francisco as a place to live and grow and raise their families.
But even if a new wave of black residents settles here, they'll arrive in a city without many black-owned businesses. And Marcus Books in San Francisco won't be one of them. It's gone for good. I'm Nishat Kirwa for Marketplace.
Nishat's story was produced for us by TurnstileNews.com. That's a project of Youth Radio.